Now ponder well, you parents dear, those words which I shall write. A doleful story you shall hear, in time brought forth to light. A gentleman of good account, in Norfolk dwelt of late, whose wealth and riches did surmount most men of his estate. Sore sick he was, and like to die, no help that he could have. His wife by him as sick did lie, and both possessed one grave. No love between them two was lost, each was to other kind. In love they lived, in love they died, and left two babes behind. The one a fine and pretty boy, not passing 5 years old, the other girl more young than he, and made in beauty's mold. The father left his little son, as plainly doth appear, when he to perfect age did come, £300 a year. And to his little daughter Jane, £500 in gold, to be paid down on the marriage day, which might not be controlled. But if the children chance to die, ere they to age should come, their uncle should possess their wealth, for so the will did run. Now, brother, said the dying man, look on my children dear, be good unto my boy and girl, no friends else have I here. To God and you I do commend my children night and day, but little while surely we have within this world to stay. You must be father and mother both, and uncle all in one. Who knows what will become of them when I am dead and gone? With that bespoke the mother dear, O brother kind, quoth she, you are the man must bring my babes to wealth or misery. If you do keep them carefully, then God will you reward. If otherwise you seem to deal, he will your deeds regard. With lips as cold as any stone, she kissed the children small. God bless you both, my children dear, with that the tears did fall. These speeches then their brother spoke to this sick couple there. The keeping of your children dear, dear sister, do not fear. God never prosper me nor mine, nor aught else that I have, if I do wrong your children dear, when you're laid in the grave. Their parents being dead and gone, their children home he takes, and brings them home unto his house, and much of them he makes. He had not kept these pretty babes a 12-month and a day, but for their wealth he did devise to make them both away. He bargained with two ruffians rude, who were of furious mood, that they should take the children young and slay them in a wood. He told his wife and all he had, he would the children send to be brought up in fair London with one that was his friend. Away went these two pretty babes, rejoicing at that ride, and laughing with a merry mind, they should on cock horse ride. They talked and prattled pleasantly as they were on the way to those that should their butchers be and work their lives' decay. So that the pretty speech they had made their murderers' hearts relent, and they that took the deed to do full sore did it repent. Yet one of them, more hard of heart, did vow to do his charge, because the wretch that hired him had paid him very large. The other would not agree thereto, so here they fell to strife. With one another they did fight about the children's life. And he that was of milder mood did slay the other there. Within an unfrequented wood the babes did quake for fear. He took the children by the hands while tears stood in their eyes, and bid them come and go with him, and look, they did not cry. And 2 long miles he led them thus, till they for bread complained. Stay here, quoth he, I'll bring you bread when I do come again. These pretty babes with hand in hand went wandering up and down, but nevermore they saw the man approaching from the town. Their pretty lips with blackberries were all besmeared and dyed, and when they saw the darksome night, they sat them down and cried. Thus wandered these 2 pretty babes till death did end their grief. In one another's arms they died, like babes wanting relief. No burial these pretty babes of any man receives, till Robin Redbreast painfully did cover them with leaves. And now the heavy wrath of God upon their uncle fell. Ye frightful fiends did haunt his house, his conscience felt a hell. His barns were fired, his goods consumed, his lands were barren made, his cattle died within the field, and nothing with him stayed. And in a voyage to Portugal, 2 of his sons did die, and to conclude himself was brought on too much misery. He pawned and mortgaged his land ere 7 years came out, and now at length this wicked act did by this means come out. The fellow that did take in hand these children for to kill was for a robbery judged to die, as was God's blessed will. Who did confess the very truth, the whole as here expressed, their uncle died while he for debt did long in prison rest. All you that are executors made and overseers like, of children that are fatherless and infants mild and meek, take now example by this thing, and yield to each his right, lest God with such like misery your wicked deeds requite.